trails to you.
Welcome back to the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer. We are deep into a just great discussion. We've got Ty Houck here, the Director of Greenways Natural and Historic Resources for Greenville County Department of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. And we are talking about ecotourism, Swamp Rabbit Trail. Let's talk a little bit about keeping the trail clean, pollutants on the trail.
Yeah. So like we were talking about earlier is we partner with different organizations, buildings and things. But the other thing we found was a neat thing is we just ask people to be responsible, understand their community. And so we don't, in the Greenville County sections, we don't have a single trash can. And
as a dog owner, I've noticed that.
Yeah. Exactly. And so like the dog owners things, we've gotten some comments, but then when we first opened the trail, people were like, well, I need a trash can. And I'm like, well, if you take it with you, it makes life easier for all of us.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's at first people thought it was gonna be crazy and it could be mass hysteria and, you know, everything going wrong in the world, but it worked out great. And besides the dog owners, but when you have a dog, you kind of know you're going to hold on to that a little bit longer than you want to.
Mm-hmm,
so it's just worked out really well. And then we've had some unique things early on. We had this program where it's called, and we still have it. But when we first started, it took off like gangbusters. It was called adopt a section of trail or own a section of trail. I kind of refer to it as like owning a star, but only closer.
Ah.
So you could buy like in 25-foot increments, sections of the trail.
Oh.
And people really like doing it. It's great for like families because then it's not like some toy that kids play with for 4 hours and then leave. I mean, you keep it for the rest of your life. You own that section. You can literally use Google Map and zoom in on it. But some neat stories that came out of that, where there was one dad or one grandfather who helped his daughter homeschool his grandkids, and he was the PE teacher. And so he calls me up and he's like, I want to buy a section of trail, but I don't want it anywhere near the road. Because what we're going to do is I'm going to take my grandkids to PE. We're going to run down the trail, go to our section of trail, clean it up, and then come back.
Wow.
Yeah. And last time I checked, no one calls up the government and says, hey, can we plant a lot of flowers on sections of trails just because we want to? You know, they don't just randomly offer that. But that happens. People plant flowers on their section of trail. Now, some people have asked if they can put a turnpike up and charge a toll, but we didn't allow that.
No tolls on the trail.
No,
okay.
No toll sections
okay,
on the trail.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's pretty, I mean, it's a very clean trail for you. I mean, you can get to your trash cans in the park, of course, and in town. And but on the trail itself, it's very clean. Do you host cleanups for the trail, or is this the responsibility of the owner of that section, or does it really just stay fairly clean?
I think it's a combination of all of the above. That term, like you hear on the Appalachian Trail, called trail magic. I mean, there are people that just take pride. You know, they own the trail. This is their trail for one reason or the other, and they're proud of Greenville County and they're proud of where they live, so they do that. But then we also have organized efforts that are, you know, we need to organize a group together. We have a program called the Park Heroes, and people just sign up and then get notifications that we're doing these different volunteer projects throughout all of Greenville County. It doesn't have to be a Greenville County park program, but it's called Park Heroes. It's run through the Greater Greenville Parks Foundation. And we actually just had one work day this past Thursday with an organization called Avis and Young. It was their National Day of Giving. And we just worked at the intersections of Washington and Hampton Avenue, picking up trash, but also clearing sight lines so people just could enjoy the trail more. And so we do those quite frequently. We have, you know, anywhere from 30 to 60 people show up, and we do a dozen or more of them either at parks or along the Swamp Rabbit. So those are good. And people like those too, because a lot of the comments come back is like, oh, I met a great bunch of people volunteering.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So if there's a group that wants to get involved, say a scout group or someone like that, can you set projects aside for them?
Yes. Yes. We always have a laundry list. I mean, we have a fantastic small crew that's very energetic about maintaining the trail and making the experience great, but we could always use more help. So we frequently get calls from Eagle Scouts or Boy Scouts and other groups. And what we first like to do is say, all right, well, tell us, you know, what project would excite you? And then let's work through the details and make sure that works for both of us. And that's usually how the conversation starts. But they can go through the parkheroes.org site and request more information or stay on the list. And we do those. And a lot of times some of our projects are so big that they say, well, instead of us doing our own or like own event, why don't we just tie in, I guess there's service learning credits that high school kids get. And a lot of kids will sign up for that. And then just recently, because people started asking me what it was, is we built a storm shelter between south of Furman. Eagle Scout did it. because if you're out on the trail and you're using it as transportation, or we haven't had a lot of rain lately, but when we do have those rains and you don't have anywhere to go. So we just built this little storm shelter and it ties into the neighborhood. It's a nice little kind of connection to the neighborhood.
That, yeah, I know the shelter. Yeah. I know what it's like to get caught in the rain out on the trail.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Okay. So I've got a question.
Okay.
I have a dog and I walk my dog on the trail, and let's say I'm walking and she goes poop and I pick it up because I'm a good dog owner, but I have a long way to walk. What are your thoughts? And I'll just admit that I do this. I'll set it down on the side of the trail if I know I'm coming back for it. Only if I know I'm coming back for it. What are your thoughts on that? Do you see that a lot? Do people come back for it?
My first question is, are you ADD?
Yeah, I'll remember.
Are you
remember.
Okay? As long as you remember.
Okay, I do this for a living. I have to remember.
That's true. As long as you think you will remember and you're pretty confident you will, that's all right. Now, the other detail too is part of our community partners that we mentioned earlier is there, you're never more than a mile from one of those. So a mile walk is not going to take very long, and you can just detour and use their trash can.
True.
You know,
true.
Because they're collecting trash for all kinds of reasons. So they don't mind you throwing it in there. Otherwise it's just, you know, if someone sees that bag, even if you're well-intentioned and you do come back, you're still kind of walking by and you're like, I know what's in that bag.
Uh-huh.
What's in the bag? Uh-huh. What's in the bag?
And so that's even worse just to put in a bag and leave it. Yeah, you may as well just left it in the first place.
Because no one likes picking up after somebody else's pet. So even if you left it by accident, our guys are like, So I wouldn't encourage you to do that. But if that's your only option, which I more or less gave you reasons why that's not your only option.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that you're never far from a trash can.
Right.
So good. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll carry it with me then. It's just bad when I run.
Yes, exactly. Right.
But that's okay. They make all sorts of nifty little clips you can clip to the leash, and then it doesn't have to be too close to you. And, you know, maybe if your dog's big enough, you can put it on their leash or something. Make them carry it.
Yeah.
Pack it and pack it out, or, you know, whatever. Cool. All right. Well, that kind of brings me to, all right. So we, you know, all this waste, you know, if you leave your poop on the trail, if you leave your trash on the trail, it's going to end up in the rivers. We're very close to the river. Swamp Rabbit Trail runs along the Reedy River, which, that's just awesome to me. I love riding it in the morning and seeing the river and seeing how it changes after a storm. That's really cool. But one thing, blueways. So we're talking about greenways. Blueways, it's the water equivalent of a greenway, and Upstate Forever is in the process of mapping blueways around the upstate. So putting their kayak in the Reedy, in the Saluda, and taking it as far as they can. Let's talk about a little bit about that.
Yeah. So obviously we got three main rivers as we look at it, the Ennery, the Reedy, and the Saluda River that are part of the Greenville County watershed system. And so we've worked with organizations like Upstate Forever, Friends of the Reedy, and just said, like with anything, if you get out and appreciate a resource and you can use it, you're more likely to kind of advocate for more of it. So Upstate Forever and has been working with us, and we've gone out literally with Katie Howell and looked at certain sections of the river. And I will tell you right now, certain sections of the river are more of like a paddling adventure. So there are opportunities on the southern part of the Reedy River. But we did one time try to paddle from Furman down to Lake Conestee Nature Park, and it was a full day trip.
Wow. A lot of porting.
Yeah. So the Reedy's got some opportunities. The trail is a great, like you said, trail follows the Reedy River, but we're also looking at some really neat opportunities along the Saluda in the town of Piedmont. And we're working with different partners there with Rewal and DOT on access points, and with a goal of, on those blueways, or sometimes I like to refer to them as paddle trails, creating 4 mile sections. So you can go out with your family and get on the river and at least experience it for a fairly manageable amount of time. And I'm obviously thinking about children because I have some, and it's a neat way to get out and explore the river, but not have to feel like, oh my gosh, this is a massive undertaking for me to go paddle for 9 hours.
Yeah. Well, even, you know, I'm outdoorsy. I don't know where to put in or where to go, or it's kind of daunting to me. And I get out a lot. So I think that's going to be really, really helpful to get people out on the water. And you mentioned, you know, being out there helps you to appreciate it. That's one of my favorite things about the trail. You know, being out in nature is going to have people appreciate it more and respect it more and just feel like they're a part of something bigger, you know, a part of this big giant planet. So so for that regard, the Swamp Rabbit Trail has just been amazing in getting people thinking environmentally and thinking outdoorsy.
Yeah. And you just enjoy it. I mean, I think it's hard to find someone that goes, I hate nature. Maybe besides whatever that character was in The Lorax, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because besides that, everyone's like, I enjoy nature. So it's I think it's neat for Greenville County to be able to work together in so many different partnerships to create unique opportunities right here in our county.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, such a big county. The trail just connects. It's north to south. That's really cool. We'll talk really quick about trail expansion. What's the future of the Swamp Rabbit Trail?
Supply and demand is there. Demand is there. So we are going to, in January of 2018, we'll be under construction down to CUI Car. So that I add the trail from Cleveland Park down to CUI Car. Some really cool concepts there that are really blow people's mind away. I think if you know where Velo Apartments is, the trail's not even there yet, but there is such demand for the trail that they named an entire complex around the bicycle term Velo.
Wow.
And so we'll be doing that. And then also a place called Hampton Station near Swamp Rabbit Cafe. Those guys are working with us in collaboration to build the trail as we start to expand east, which I see us getting quickly towards the North Main area and going through a lot of the textile communities between there. And then long-term generational job security, I say, for my kids, because I don't know if we'll pull it off, but getting to Greer. It is on our radar.
All right. Hopefully we'll be connected with all the upstate and hey, maybe all the state someday. We'll get there. You're tuned into the Saturday Splash here on 94.5 WGTK The Answer.